This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for December 2016. How did classical music play a part of James Jimmy Stewart's life? As an actor, architect, Air Force pilot, brigadier general, husband and father, and what musical instruments did he play? Jimmy Stewart's mother, Elizabeth Bessie Jackson Stewart, was a gifted pianist. She passed her musical gifts to her three children. Jimmy and Ginny played the piano, and Dodie played the violin. Family time at the Stewart home was spent playing music and reading together. Jimmy's parents, Alec and Bessie, sang in the choir of the Calvary Presbyterian Church in Indiana. When a customer paid a debt to Jimmy's father with an accordion as payment, Alec Stewart gave the accordion first to his daughter Ginny. She was too little to play it, so he then gave the accordion to Jimmy, so it, quote, did not go to waste. At Mercerburg Academy in Mercersburg, Pennsylvania, in 1923, Jimmy was a member of the choir, the glee club, and the drama club. Jimmy, quote, was elected to play his accordion in the school's Marshall Orchestra. He was also on the track team, played football, worked on the yearbook as art director, and was a literary society member. During two summers, Jimmy worked assisting Bill Neff, a professional magician and friend. They, quote, played the Pennsylvania Chautauqua Circuit. Jimmy played his accordion during difficult moments during the show. That fall in 1928, Jimmy began his studies at Princeton University and joined the Triangle Club, playing his accordion, quote, even though there was a ban on freshmen appearing in any Triangle Club production. Josh Logan, a future director and producer, said, quote, Jimmy Stewart was really good on the accordion. That was his greatest talent. We really admired his accordion playing. Jimmy appeared, quote, in their production of The Golden Dog, and the next year the Triangle Club asked him to perform So Beats My Heart for You on his accordion as a solo. During Jimmy's junior year, quote, he and Josh Logan performed together in a production of Tiger Smiles and in two other productions during Jimmy's senior year. In 1929, Jimmy Stewart, quote, became a member of Princeton's Charter Club, which sponsored weekend jazz parties with headliners Vic Spiderbeck, Bud Freeman, Jim Dorsey, and Charles Teagarden. Quote, Jimmy was becoming more and more involved in performing, end quote. In 1936, Jimmy Stewart was in the 1936 show Born to Dance with the music by Cole Porter. Jimmy sang the song Easy to Love. In 1941 movie Pot of Gold, Jimmy Stewart sings and plays the harmonica beautifully. Jimmy Stewart was an actor, architect, Air Force pilot, brigadier general, husband, father, and lifelong musician. James Stewart was one of the most beloved actors of all times.